The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoners, Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Ah, fuck yeah. Welcome, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live, chapter 1, verse 28. We're doing it live. I return to live streaming. It's the dope shit, as the kids say. In a minute, I'll get into how we're doing the show from now on, all that shit. I am your host, Stoner Jesus, though. First and foremost, you can find me on Twitter, at StonerJesus420, Facebook.com/StonerJesus420 as well. If you want to join our group for the show on Facebook, search Disciples of Stoner Jesus. As Disciples of Stoner Jesus, search that shit on Facebook, seek and ye shall find. As they say, some old book says that, I don't know. In any case, I'm also on a bunch of other social media, Stoner Jesus Picks on Instagram, on Periscope, of course, Stoner Jesus 420. Hello to all you watching live on Twitter and Periscope or watching the video later on. Hello to everyone listening to the audio version of the show at StonerJesus.net or one of our various other platforms. Hello to the Patreon subscribers, everyone. Hello. So many platforms, so many things to keep track of tonight. Streaming live, I'm recording the show, I'm doing it on video, I'm directing and hosting all at the same time. I'm monitoring on Twitter and Periscope. All of the interns have abandoned me. I'm doing all this myself. So what I'm trying to say is if something fucks up, well, it's the intern's fault. They shouldn't have left me with all this shit to do. You know, I'm not good with multitasking. Nah. Just being humble, I'm very good with it. A few things I'm good at. So everything else, I'm not good at. Multitasking, I'm fucking great. You know what else I'm great at? Running off at the mouth and not getting to the point. Combine those two things, well, you have the Stoner Jesus Show. Email stonerjesus420@gmail.com. I knew I was forgetting something. If you'd like to email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. Leave comments on Periscope. You can tweet me on Twitter. There's many, many ways to interact with the show and contact the show. Nope, see, right there. User error. My first bout of user error. I knew it was coming too. I just couldn't find a thing because there's so much shit on my screen in front of me. Getting ahead of myself. I gotta keep track of the audio, the video. I got a ton of videos to play tonight. Holy shit. Anyway, welcome to the show, everyone. Thank you for checking us out. Retweet, all that stuff. If you're watching this on, well, wherever you're watching this, share it in the form that you use to share on that social media network. It'd be very much appreciated. Get on that shit. Anyway. Before we get to, we got a bunch of shit tonight. We got the SpaceX launch. What else we got? The new Pee Wee's Playhouse. Somebody eating dog shit. St. Peter sent in a list, because it's Black History Month. He sent in a list of little known history months. Why he didn't call and leave a voicemail and do the list himself, I don't know. He's a fucking idiot. He doesn't do what he's supposed to do. So he sends it to me in a series of long, jumbled, disjointed text messages. He's probably sent it from a fucking flip phone. Misspelled and just... I tried to make what sense of it I could and wrote it down. And I don't know. It's probably going to suck. We also got a celebrity news later. Just all kinds of shit. We got 2 hours to go. So from now on, this is what I'm going to attempt to do with the show. We're going to do 2 hours on Sunday nights. I was planning on 9 p.m. Eastern. 8 p.m. Eastern is probably a little bit better, but whenever. It really doesn't matter. It'll be somewhere in there. Get notifications, turn on notifications for Periscope or Twitter or whatever. We're going to record a 2-hour podcast on video every Sunday night. The first hour is going to be streamed live for free on Twitter and Periscope. After that, the next day after the podcast, which when we record it, it'll usually be Monday, first thing I'm going to do is post the audio for free, as always, on stonerjesus.net. Then I'll go to Stitcher, and then campusradio.com and iTunes. It'll be 2 hours, hour one and hour two, on stonerjesus.net, full audio version of the show for free. I'm going to take the 2-hour video version of the show that were recorded, the first hour of which you saw free on Twitter, Periscope, or wherever. The second hour is for Patreon subscribers. You'll only be able to get the second hour of the show if you're a Patreon subscriber. So the first is patreon.com/stonerjesus420. So the 2-hour video will go up on Patreon. You get the first hour, you can see for free, or you can watch it, you know, in cohesion with the second hour, whatever. But the second hour, you'll only be able to see on Patreon, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. You get all the chapter and verse versions of the show, all the video, $5 a month, help support the show. That would be awesome of you. Go check out our Patreon page. So I'm going to post the video on Patreon, the 2-hour video, the 2 hours of audio on stonerjesus.net. Then I'm going to take the first hour, what you're seeing right now on Periscope and Twitter. I'm going to stream that live on Facebook sometime the day after the podcast. And after I stream it live on Facebook, I'm going to stream it live on YouTube. The reason for this is obviously to draw people to all the various platforms. I'll also be able to, as I can read your comments here, I can read your tweets. I can also, while I'm streaming it live on Facebook, be in the comment section and talk to you there. I'll also be in the chat room when I stream it live on YouTube. And by that time, by the end of Monday night, people will just be fucking sick of it. They'll be sick of me talking about it. But you have the rest of the week to recover until we do it again the following Sunday night. So that is the plan for what we got going on here in the show. That's how I'm going to do it from now on. Hopefully it works well. Hopefully the streaming helps. And you know, when I stream it on Facebook and YouTube, I'll be able to put a link in the description that goes back to the podcast, which is the 2 hours of audio on stonerjesus.net. By the way, stonerjesus.net, brand new layout. Go check it out. It's more mobile friendly. As I mentioned last time, last show, whenever the fuck it was, the mobile browser version of the website sucked. They just took everything on the website and just shoved it all in together and overlapped it. And it looked like fucking shit. So now it looks less like shit. Much, much less like shit. And if that's not a glowing testimonial to how great it is, I don't know what is. It's much, much less like shit. Looks good on the mobile version. Looks good, better on the web version than it did. So go check it out, the new stonerjesus.net. Just in time for, the new whatever the new era of the show. We've had so many new eras and I've returned and I've left and I've come back and I've gone again and so on and so forth and back and forth and to and fro. Many new eras in the show's history. Now, before we get a break, we have the SpaceX launch thing happened. It's very, I don't know. The whole thing's weird, but I'm kind of excited about it because I kind of like space. I don't know. Which video am I going to try to play here? Is it this one? No, this is the one with the countdown. I'm going to do that, then I'm going to play another video about what the fuck he sent in space and all that shit. Anyway, here goes.
10, 9, 8.
Side booster ignition.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Countdown exciting. This was the live stream. This was the live stream. What was going on? See it there, launched into the stratosphere, as it were.
Captain Heavy heading to space on our test.
doing all that stuff. All that stuff. So anyway, you get the point. That's what happened there. But the cool part about this, besides the fact, like I said, I'm interested in space. I'm interested in, all that shit. All that space-type shit. I'm interested in. That's cool. Think about, well, we can go to Mars, and how can we get here, and there's life on other planets. All that is very interesting to me, and that's great. So apparently they're testing this rocket. He launched these big fucking rockets. He landed it back on Earth, which is cool, but he needed something in the payload, like a dummy payload, to send up into space, and apparently he decided, in a great self-promoter fashion, to shoot a car, a Tesla car, apparently especially his car, I guess, into space, and have it zoom around the sun, and presumably have it orbit in space for a very long time.
Amazing pictures from space. Elon Musk pulls off an engineering feat. He sent his own kind of rocket man on board a Tesla Roadster into orbit. Elon Musk has outdone himself this time.
But this is much more than a publicity stunt involving just a car in space. Let's start with the science. This afternoon, SpaceX launched the world's most powerful rocket, and it's a major milestone for the company. And this is a live look at what's happening right now in space. That's Elon Musk's own Tesla convertible in orbit. The driver is a mannequin he's calling Starman. But CBS reporter Manuel Borroquez shows us what came down is also making news.
27 rocket engines fired at once, sending the Falcon Heavy into space and the SpaceX crew into applause.
Well, if you could hear all that cheering, it was an outstanding test flight of the Falcon Heavy.
The mega rocket combines the power of three SpaceX rockets into one, generating over 5 million pounds of thrust.
So in other words, it was a big, badass fucking rocket, and they sent it up, and they brought it back down to Earth successfully. It was, like I said, I'm normally a cynical person when it comes to this shit, but that's pretty cool.
Enough to launch a 737.
It's a very big step forward, and we hadn't seen a rocket this powerful since the space shuttle retired back in 2011.
SpaceX founder and CEO Elon Musk spoke with CBS space analyst Bill Harwood Monday at the launch pad.
Why does the country need this rocket?
I think this rocket's great for a lot of reasons. It's something that I think inspires the public, and you could actually send people back to the moon with the Falcon Heavy. With the orbital refueling, send people to Mars.
The payload on this test launch is Musk's Midnight Cherry Tesla Roadster with a dummy named Starman. It's headed for an elliptical orbit around the sun that extends as far out as Mars, and it could remain in orbit for hundreds of millions of years. And the side boosters that got the Falcon Heavy into space, Musk got them back intact. They stuck their landings at Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. Manuel Borroquez, CBS News,
Kennedy Space Center.
All right, we got to show you more live pictures from space. Coming up in about 90 minutes, if all goes well, rockets on board will fire again, sending the Roadster on its way towards Mars.
So there you go. He shot us a fucking car into space. Like I said, I mean, people were freaking out. This is like everything on social media, this got a lot of fucking reactions. Man, one of the main reactions I saw from morons was, he wasted all this money and blah, blah, blah. First of all, it's his money to do whatever the fuck he wants with it. I mean, I don't exactly agree that, you know, SpaceX should be getting government subsidies. I don't think Tesla should be getting government subsidies. I don't think any fucking profitable company or non-profitable company or any fucking company at all should be getting subsidies from the government. Having said that, he's doing something that the government has decided they don't want to do anymore. They're not worried about space. They're not worried about what's going on. At least he's doing something. He's shooting big rockets up in the air and bringing them back down. And as they say, oh, well, it's stupid because he shot his car into space. We needed something. They needed some kind of payload to shoot up there to test the goddamn thing. So he chose his car company, his car. So the word Tesla has been said a million fucking times on the news in the last week. There's always going to be people with a bitch. Say, oh, well, you wasted a lot of money. Shut up. You go make a lot of money and do what you want with it. If you don't want to shoot a car into space, fine. Do something else. Open a fucking Subway franchise. I don't give a shit. Do something. Quit complaining. Everybody complains so fucking much. Don't worry about it. God damn. Whiny people. It's fucking annoying. Stoner Jesus Show. Chapter 1, verse 28. As you know. We're live on Twitter and Periscope. If you're watching this live stream on Facebook the day after, YouTube the day after, hello. Thanks everybody for checking us out. Retweet the show, share, all that stuff. Go check out stonerjesus.net, the brand new stonerjesus.net. Coming up, got the some eating shit because the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I guess, as a thing. And then, something I'm very excited about. We'll get into more of this in the next segment. But Pee Wee's Playhouse is one of my favorite shows of all time. Pee Wee's motherfucking Playhouse. It's coming back. A reboot. That's right. You heard me. A reboot, bitch. What's about that coming up as well? And then St. Peter's stupid list that he texted me of little known history months. I don't know. It's, God, I just cringe to think about it. I don't want to do it. It's very, very annoying. I don't want to get in all that shit, but it's a whole segment. Then we have Valentine's Day gift ideas, celebrity news, stuff like that. And the second hour, which will be the Patreon hour. So go check that out as well. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. We will be back, Dick Nuggets.
Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Fuck that up. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods. Everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, CoreLore420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on StonerJesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10. For 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore, no minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing, get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to www.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner and Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 28. We're recording it live. We're streaming it live on Twitter and Periscope. February 11th, 2018. Thanks, everybody, for checking us out. Whatever platform, whatever way you were doing that is very helpful, and you're awesome. And, you know, all that good shit. I'm going to blow too much smoke up your ass, but some... I'll blow some smoke up your ass. Seriously. Whether you listen for the free audio on StonerJesus.net or you're watching the video on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube or the clips on YouTube or the clips on Facebook or StonerJesus.net or CannabisRadio.com or you're a Patreon subscriber, you're fucking great. You help the show. You can also help the show by go checking out our sponsor banners on StonerJesus.net as well. Now back to some more videos. I load up on a lot of videos tonight. Usually the show's not like this, but there's so much that happened this week, including some. Well, you know, the Eagles won the Super Bowl last week. That's why I could have streamed last Sunday night, but what would be the point? Because of the Super Bowl. And I believe this is the right video. Well, this is what a guy did in celebration of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. If this is the right video. Yes. There we go. For those of you listening on audio and can't see this, Eagles won the Super Bowl. Everybody's celebrating. Apparently there was a pile of horseshit on the ground. And of course, a crowd of Philadelphia Eagles fans is encouraging and I would assume, inebriated and probably drugged, a considerably drugged Eagles fan to eat said horse shit. So if you're not watching the video, then picture that in your mind. I hope I picked it, painted enough of a word picture for you to figure out. Basically, a guy eating horse shit off the ground. And if you're offended by a guy eating horse shit off the ground, well, you're not going to see what's coming up. Everybody's got their phones out, of course. Streaming, eat it. Eat And as you can tell from the roar of the crowd, he did, in fact, eat it. So, there you go. Celebrating in Philadelphia. And they replay it. You get the point. He ate horse shit. I guess, to be fair, if I was there and I wasn't the one eating horse shit, then I might be, I'd be cheering too. I would. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'd be screaming, eat it. I'd be screaming, hey, that's fucking amazing. You just ate horse shit. That's awesome. But if somebody would have been like to me, like, you want to eat some horse shit? I'd be like, no, I don't, you know. Not only is it shit, it's horse shit, which I, it doesn't matter. I mean, I would like to eat horse shit at the same amount of wanting that I would human shit or any other shit. I don't have a preference in shit. I prefer not to eat shit. Not only because it's shit, it tastes like shit, it smells like shit, but it's probably full of fucking diseases and worms and all kinds of shit in the shit. It's ridiculous. People are ridiculous. Now, to much more, much happier topic. You grew up like I did, you watched Pee-wee's Playhouse. Great fucking show. I got through childhood because of Pee-wee's Playhouse. The disembodied head and the fucking thing that popped open and the talking chair and like the word of the day and everybody going fucking crazy and Pee-wee, all of it. So again, I'm a cynical guy, but when I heard that Pee-wee's Playhouse was coming back, they were doing a reboot of Pee-wee's motherfucking Playhouse, I got excited. I'm not going to lie. The show that got me through childhood without putting a gun in my mouth, Pee-wee's Playhouse. They did a reboot of Pee-wee's Playhouse. Now I have the video. I have a trailer for the reboot of Pee-wee's Playhouse. You may not have seen this. It's not well known. I got it first as a member of the media, an influential member of the media. I got first crack at it. So without further ado, the reboot of Pee-wee's Playhouse, the trailer. You're welcome.
So have I. We're the same. My point was we are the same. There's an entire show called ID Channel, a network dedicated 24 hours a day to women getting abused, murdered, sexualized, and violated. And you are too, sister. It's the same.
And you do nothing for them.
Now, again, I hate to be so cynical about these things, but so far, this Pee-wee's Playhouse reboot sucks. Maybe it has something to do with my expectations of how great that show was and how much it meant to me as a child. But I'm watching this. I see Pee-wee, but I see nothing else. There's nothing else. There's no chair. There's no zombie. There's no fucking nothing. There's not the little booth you went in to jack off while you watch movies. None of that. I'm just, we'll watch more of it, but I cannot express my disappointment at this new reboot of Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Trans women are in men's prisons. And what have you done for them?
What have you done for women?
Lots of things.
I've done lots of things too. You don't know my life. Don't sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Enough.
Don't
get lost.
I am a woman and trans women.
Congratulations. So am I.
Genocide. This is the AIDS crisis all over again. And this is white, cis, feminist.
First of all, a lot of political shit for Pee-wee's Playhouse. I don't remember all this political stuff. I don't remember the yelling, not in that fashion. There was a lot of yelling in Pee-wee's Playhouse, but not the angry yelling between Pee-wee and some trans person in the crowd. It all took a very weird turn, and I gotta say, this may not be politically correct to say it in this day and age, but I don't fucking like it.
Shut up. You're so boring.
What? This?
Don't label me, sister. Don't put your labels on me. Don't you fucking do that.
I don't remember the cussing either. I don't remember the cussing in Pee-wee's Playhouse. Now believe me, I'll cuss like a motherfucking sailor. I don't need my Pee-wee's Playhouse full of vulgar language.
Do not put put your label on me. I don't come from your planet. Leave me alone. I do not subscribe to your rules. I do not subscribe to your language. You do not put labels on me or anybody. Step the fuck back. What I do is for the fucking world, and you should be fucking grateful. So shut the fuck up. Get off my back. What have you done? I know what I've done.
I don't remember Pee-wee being this angry. I don't remember the language. I remember Pee-wee being wittier and better able to get a point across and make a coherent, sentence or whatever. I don't remember all this. It's all very disturbing to me.
God damn it!
We're so grateful. We
love you. I remember Pee-wee crying like a bitch either.
Shit on me because I have a fucking vagina and I'm white or I'm
see Pee-wee never talked about his vagina either. Okay, maybe I'm old-fashioned, maybe it was a different time. Okay, but Pee-wee didn't talk about his fucking pussy.
Black or in yellow or in purple, fuck off. All of us want to say it. I just do. God damn. No, it's not.
Women do. Apparently this is later after Pee-wee calmed down a little bit.
No, that's why they kept quiet for so long, because it takes so much fucking energy. And for you to stand up, thank you.
Trans women are women. What I've tried and been trying to say is that it's actually identical. The stats are not that dissimilar. You break it down, it is a much fucking smaller population. There's not a network, however, devoted to your fucking death. There's not advertisers advertising tampons as a camera goes lovingly up a girl's body as she's being fucking raped and strangled. Piss off. And until you can collect that fucking check, back up.
So, again, maybe my expectations got to me. I was expecting a Pee-wee's Playhouse reboot to be fucking awesome, the dopest shit I'd ever seen. It's all gone in a bad direction. I will not be watching. I will not be watching the new Pee-wee's Playhouse reboot. I'm sorry. Don't put your labels on me. Don't put your fucking labels on me. God damn it, Jombie. Chair, shut your fucking mouth. Don't you dare. Be grateful for what I've done, Chair. Be grateful for what I've done. Stoner Jesus Show, excuse me, chapter 1, as I cough unprofessionally on the microphone, chapter 1, verse 28, coming up, we got St. Peter's list of, what the fuck is it, little known history months. This is a reference to Black History Month, so he texted me a long, disjointed, jumble list of not well known history months. Why? I don't know. Talk about upsetting and disturbing. That's what I go through with St. Peter. Stern Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 28. A lot more show to go. Don't go nowheres. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word, stonerjesus, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here. tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, Lady Marijuana, llama, tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crap, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Voober way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 28. By listening and watching live, wherever you listen, you are awesome for doing so. Make sure you go check out stonerjesus.net for everything about the show. Live show where you can find all the podcasts. I'll be posting the these videos and stuff up on there, like links to them, and I'll try to embed them if I can. You know, I don't know how my technical prowess will manifest itself during that time or whenever. Anyway, one more thing left in the first hour of the show. You know, St. Peter usually calls and leaves a voicemail, and it's helpful. It's an audio show, so him calling and leaving a voicemail, it would help. He could have done so here with his list of little-known history months. Again, I guess it's a reference to Black History Month. So he could have created, he could have sent in a voicemail. He could have called and left a voicemail, reading the list, you know, actually, as if he was actually part of the show. But no, I guess he forgot to do that or didn't want to do that or whatever. Whatever his reasoning is, he decided instead to send me a jumbled list, a series of text messages with the list, containing the list of little-known history months. A lot of misspellings, a lot of, you know, just no sentence structure, no structure really whatsoever. So I tried to write him down and get the gist of what he was saying. So without further ado, St. Pierre's list of little known history months. First one is Amish History Month, which is apparently in April, celebrated by horse and buggy races. And I believe I got this correct. Ye Old Butter Churning Expo. I think that's what he texted. Don't hold me to that. It could be something else. You'd probably call in and say, well, you didn't do that right or whatever. Bullshit. I think that's pretty much what it is. St. Pierre's list of little known history months. Now, this one was interesting. Chips History Month. And he wrote in parentheses, the chip, not the TV show, which is helpful because my next question would have been, does he mean chips, the chips in a bag, or chips, the television show with Eric Estrada and the honky that he was with, or maybe the movie with where Dax Shepard was the honky and some other guy was the Eric Estrada guy. But in any case, he does specify that he means the chips instead of the TV show, which is disappointing. I was hoping that there was a Chips History Month dedicated to the TV show. Maybe there is. Or maybe you should start one. I don't know. Anyway, it happens in June, and the potato lobby, in parentheses here he has Big Potato, wants everyone to eat chips. That's it. That's the extent of what he wrote. Big Potato wants people to eat chips. That's his explanation for Chips History Month. I find it unacceptable, as I do with many things with St. Peter. Continuing. St. Peter's list of little-known history months. September is Jury Duty History Month, which you can celebrate by getting out of jury duty. So I guess if you're called for jury duty in September, you can get out of jury duty. You can fake mental illness. So I guess he means it's a way to get out of jury duty, an excuse to use. Or by yelling, quote, that nigga is guilty. I'm pretty sure that's correct as well. If you're on a jury and they ask you a question and you point to the defendant and say that nigga is guilty, I'm sure that will get you disqualified from jury duty. Interesting that his use of the word nigga, that seems kind of racist. Is he assuming that the defendant is black? That seems racist to me. I don't know. For him to assume that the defendant is black, maybe he could say that cracker is guilty. Or that chink is guilty. Or that spick is guilty. Whatever slur you want to use. That gook is guilty. That dago is guilty. That wop is guilty. That kike is guilty. You can fit it to whatever the defendant is. But I guess his point is that it's a way to get out of jury duty to celebrate Jury Duty History Month, which is in September. The final one in St. Peter's list of little-known history months, Pac-Man History Month is in October. You celebrate, this is, again, a quote from St. Peter, eating them bitches like Pac-Man eats ghosts. There you have it. St. Peter's list. St. Peter's list of little-known history months. I hope you enjoyed. That's going to do it for the first hour of the Stoner Jesus Show. Of course, the second hour, if you want to watch the video of that, will be up on Patreon for subscribers. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Get every chapter and verse version of the show. Full two-hour videos for these shows. All of that. Go check it out. I'll be streaming this first hour on Facebook and YouTube as well. Of course, the audio, as always, both hours. We're going to be doing every Sunday night, two-hour show, both hours. Hour one and hour two will be up on stonerjesus.net the day after in an audio form. And, of course, goes to Stitcher and cannabisradio.com and iTunes and all that stuff. I'm going to start ending hour one every Sunday with something you should do on the Facebook Live show, which is what I call Web Wisdom. I take a 3, 4, 5, 6 minute video from the internet, from YouTube. Maybe it's something you've thought about. Maybe it's not something you've thought about. Whatever. The point is, it's going to get you to think about something, an issue that maybe you haven't thought about before, and that, just make you think. Tonight, we have Jeffrey Miron, who a lot of cannabis people will know because he's done a lot of work in cannabis law reform. You'll see his quotes and his, you know, his writings about cannabis everywhere. But tonight he's talking about three myths of capitalism. That's tonight's web wisdom. Three myths of capitalism. If you're watching this video on Patreon, second hour's coming up. If you're watching this video in the live stream, the free stream on Twitter or Periscope or wherever, it's going to end. If you're listening to the audio, hour one on stonerjesus.net or any other platform, go to hour two to continue the show, Stoner Jesus Show, chapter one, verse 28, February 11th, 2018. That's the end of hour one. That's the end of the free stream. It's time for some web wisdom. Peace, bitches.
If we look at the history of the world, a huge fraction of the improvements in standard of living have come because private businesses have created new products, have given people jobs, have generated profits that raise people out of poverty and allow them to live fruitful and productive lives with reasonable standards of living. We can have much more of that, and it will have beneficial effects around the world if we step back from the excessive regulation and have a much more capitalistic system. My name is Jeff Miron, and I'm Director of Undergraduate Studies in the Department of Economics at Harvard University. I want to talk about three myths about capitalism. The first is that being pro-capitalism is the same as being pro-business. Nothing could be farther from the truth. The point of capitalism is to make sure that businesses have to compete vigorously against each other, and that benefits consumers. It's not good for the businesses per se, because they have to work really hard. So many businesses understand this, and they hate capitalism. They are constantly trying to get government to erect various rules, restrictions, regulations that help them, but that are not in the interest of the consumers. So pro-capitalism is good for consumers. That's whom we're ultimately trying to help. A second myth is that capitalism generates an unfair distribution of income. What true capitalism does is rewards people who are productive, people who work a lot of hours, people who have a lot of talent, people who come up with good ideas. They get big rewards under capitalism, and people who don't do those sorts of things get less. The one negative one might be concerned about is that some people have very little skill. They are not able to earn very much left on their own, and so very reasonable people support some anti-poverty spending. But that's completely different than interfering with capitalism, regulating prices, limiting quantities, imposing all sorts of things on businesses. Those make the economy less productive, give us a smaller pie, and make it even harder for us to operate programs which help those who are less fortunate and because they were unlucky. The third myth is that capitalism was responsible for the recent financial crisis and the recession. That, again, is almost exactly the opposite of what is true. First of all, nobody who's being intellectually honest thinks that we had unbridled, serious capitalism before the crisis hit, before the subprime buildup occurred, before we had all the housing problems. We had enormous government interventions that subsidized risk, enormous government interventions that encouraged an overinvestment housing. If one's going to try to draw any conclusions, it seems to suggest much more clearly that interfering with capitalism generates financial crises, generates recessions, because what we experienced was directly related to the incentives for excessive risk-taking, the incentives for overinvestment in housing that were created by government. The private sector responded to those incentives, so of course the private sector can't be completely absolved of being involved, but in the sense of causing, it was the bad policies that caused it, not what the private sector or capitalism did on its own. Most importantly, whenever government bail out people who took excessive risk, they encourage people to do more of that in the future. And we unfortunately went a huge way in that direction via the TARP and via all the Federal Reserve policies, which helped Wall Street and the risk takers not have to pay the true price for all the excessive risk taking.